Good morning.
Okay, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
You have a hot food, Council, that's for you.
Thank you. No motion to adjourn?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the,
Schedule?
The agenda? Before we start, Lauren, are you gonna have to come and go, or are you gonna be able to? Because you and I have to talk about what's going on with the garbage dumpsters and the.
I can stick around till just before 11.
Yeah, okay, all right.
They'll be done by 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What we're shooting for.
So, are you gonna be going back and forth, or are you just gonna, do you need to be out there?
No.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion from Johnny O to approve the.
Second.
You have a second from Dan Dougherty. To approve the agenda as presented. Public comments, quotations, questions? You got anything for the beginning here? Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to address against the website. The directory is still not working. We can't read any information that's out there on it, and when will it be fixed?
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Okay, well, we're in the midst of, well, we're gonna talk about the newsletter later. The tree's gone. The chipping haul has started. Everything seems to be walking along. Everybody's complaining about how many trees are down on their property because it snowed. Not happy that it snowed because there's gonna be less fire danger, maybe. But the wind is blowing, drying out the forest, so everything seems to be rocking along pretty good. That's my report, Secretary.
That was beautiful, Bill. Let me just, in a couple of words, you nailed it.
Eloquent.
Yeah. Do we have to accept the President's report?
No. Secretary's report.
All right.
Did we get the minutes?
Yes.
When?
Just like 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Okay, I was looking for it.
Again, talk about eloquent.
Wow, yeah. Okay, so minutes have been posted, supposedly it was sent out. I emailed Chris twice, and the WAV file, the financials and the minutes were sent to him 2 days ago.
Okay.
Posted.
All right.
They're not up yet?
You haven't approved them, I guess.
Okay, do we have a motion to accept the,
I'd love to make a motion to accept
the
Treasurer's report.
First off, accept the Treasurer's report, the Secretary's minutes as presented and dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Oh.
Is that the motion?
I like that.
That's his motion.
Boy, you know, you better make that, because I was gone last month. I'm out of sync, man.
Last month?
Yeah.
You've been gone for a long time.
Who makes the motion?
I think last month. I'll make a motion, and we'll also, we'll accept the Secretary's report, and we'll waive the reading of the minutes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Treasurer's report.
Balance sheet, not much of a change. Total assets, $283,000. One noticeable difference is that we were notified last month that Mojave State Bank has acquired Country Bank. Our banking was with Country Bank. And as a result, Mojave is now the parent, and as a result, they implemented some of their policies and procedures and so on. It did affect our banking ability for about a week. Adam and I had to get on the phone a couple of times because he was prevented from having access through electronically looking at what was taking place in our account. I think it was all related to the merger. At this point, as of last week when I touched base with Adam, he said everything is going smooth with Country Bank and no hiccups, that everything has been cleared. We had to get some new passwords and sign-in procedures and so on, but everything is back to normal now. On the profit and loss for the month of March, our total income was right on budget, $6,600 total income versus the budget of $6,500. So that was good. Nothing significant in terms of expenditures. The total expenses were $4,000. We had budgeted $10,000. The Chip and Hall major expenditure was part of that as we got towards the end of the fiscal year. So really nothing significant in terms of the P&L. Year to date, we're showing total income of $69,000. Year to date through 10 months, $69,000 against a budget of $79,000. So we're $10,000 and change, almost $11,000 under our budget. And total expenses year to date were at $77,000 versus a budget of $91,000, so we're $15,000 under budget, primarily right. through the efforts of Roger, who controls the majority of the dollars. So, so all of that together, we're not doing bad. Our income is a little bit lower than we expected. It could be timing related. We have the newsletter that will be coming up, and so it's possible that we'll jump back on
that. Well, we had a couple of months that were lower than budgeted, but I'm not sure if that income budget, is that just a division of what we expect to get? Does that include what we're going to get from Walker Trash?
No, that does not include Walker Trash, which usually comes in at the end of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Gets transferred over.
So we are under budget, but we're also getting less contributions than we normally have, correct?
That is correct.
By about 10,000?
Well, last year, I went back and took a look at last year for the 10-month period, so it's apples to apples.
Okay.
This year, through 10 months, total income, $69,000. Mm-hmm. Last year, $77,000.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, there's some unusual things that happened because I think we were making the appeal at that time for the new truck. No?
No.
Was that the year before? That was 2 years ago?
Okay.
So,
right.
Okay. Steve, with respect to the bank.
Yes.
Is that going to affect our credit cards, the ones we have to have new credit cards issued?
No.
Because the credit cards are from a different source than Country Bank?
The credit cards are from the
BMO Harris.
BMO Harris.
BMO Harris.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so we're okay.
So that doesn't affect that?
No. Okay. Now, interesting that you bring it up because my credit card, I don't know about yours, is not Chip.
No.
It's not a Chip card. And I don't know if you folks have Chip cards or not, but they may put us through another change if they issue Chip.
When do our credit cards expire?
I'll tell you in a second. I'm sorry.
Because that'll be a process too, you know.
Yeah. Somebody whistle or sing a song for.
Hey, I can hand out the Walker Day flyers. These are some mock-ups that we're going to, there's only a couple, but
10 of 16.
Take a look at them.
10 of 18.
10 of 18, is it?
10 of 18.
Okay. So they may just reissue cards.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
The other thing is, if you don't know when these mergers happen, what happens to, like, branches and things like that.
My understanding, I went on Mojave's website to see, and my understanding is that they are going to keep the branches exactly the way that they are. And I think two of the members of the board of directors from Country Bank are going to be swept into Mojave, and the rest are asked to leave.
Okay.
So apparently it's going to be business as usual.
Okay.
No major.
All right. Well, if push comes to shove, Greg Stahl is now working for National Bank, so we could probably work out something with him. We needed to change banks.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, have a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
Boy, you know I'd like to make a motion. Actually,
would you like to or would you actually do it?
I'm going to do it. Let's just stop. I'm doing it. I can make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I second.
Well done. Here, nice work. Yeah. Well done, Steve. Thank you. I know this is that's a tiger task.
A lot of stress.
Boy, it's a task.
The busy time now is coming with, you know, the cash stuff from the pancake breakfast and bingo and things like that.
Right, Walker Day's coming.
Walker Day, and it complicates things a little bit. Okay, Fire Chief.
Okay. Just one call. That was a down power line related to the storm from late February. The call was actually on March 1st. So that was it. Knock on wood, it continues to be quiet.
Was that the one up by us on Heron Hollow?
We didn't get calls to that one. Oh. We got calls to one bottom of Frampton.
Someone mentioned it. I think Mark Karen told maybe someone, and I said, well, have them call 911. I mean, that's an emergency, you know? And so they didn't. Okay. Well, all I know is they fixed it.
Yeah, I went to the new build up there.
City?
It was part of the wiring for the new build.
Right. Tree fell on it. Yeah, karate chopped it. Okay.
Training. We had pack testing and CPR. At this point, 14 have either pack tested successfully or are covered by their work with the Forest Service. So that's a pretty good number. Still have more to go, though. Personnel. We've had more interest from retiring firefighters who want to join as well as another young person just starting up. While this is, of course, great news on several levels, we need to continue to try and recruit more people who live here as full-time firefighters. We've been, you know, very lucky to have a couple in the last year or two join. I mean, that's a huge difference maker, but that's, you know, that's going to be the lifeblood in terms of, you know, 5 years from now. Guys who are in their 60s may not be responding to wildfires up hills like this.
Right.
So we need to continue to do that. Communication, no report. Facilities, no report. Fire Chief Association, I'm officially the treasurer, which is much easier than being president. Also related, the Basin Ops Drill will be April 13th and 14th. We'll have 4 to 5 participants each day. I was, again, very involved in the planning, which keeps Walker Fire at the table, which we've talked about before, related to my belief being that this sort of thing is very important, that we continue to do that for all sorts of reasons, familiarity, personnel-wise, and that, you know, understanding that we take this stuff seriously. It's not pitchforks and flip-flops.
Right.
So that continues. Mark Keegan represented us at the annual joint supervisors meeting. This is an annual get-together to coordinate the wildland season. It's just basically a rundown of, you know, changes in not radio procedure, but like channel lineups, which they seem to just do willy-nilly every so often. Kind of setting the expectation about concerns about weather relative to the last few years, not concerned about this being a bad fire season relative to past fire seasons here. The danger here is obviously quite high. And there's only going to be one Forest Service truck, the big engines, on in April. The second one comes on in mid-May. Something to do with budgetary, lockout, all that sort of stuff. But either way. Fleet, we finally started bringing trucks back in for servicing, as we talked about before. That $3,000 surplus, so we ate into a little bit getting 81 serviced. On Thursday, we're taking in Engine 86, that being a 31-year-old apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect it to be $150 to get it serviced.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all we've got. Quiet month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we add numbers to the budget every month for that kind of thing, so we'll probably hang it there. we're well within the budget, I think, Roger.
Yeah.
Any questions for Roger?
Nicely done. I'd like to.
That's the next thing.
Just wait for you to just glance at me and make a motion to accept the fire chief's report.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Commander reports. We're going to do Chipper, the Chip and Hall. Lauren, I was out here with Bill Taylor yesterday. And if he's not going to move those dumpsters until Monday, because so what time Monday do you think the county would be available to move that equipment?
They'll probably be out first thing.
So if that equipment gets out of there, we'll put those dumpsters over there, like you said, on that side of the logs and get them out of the way. Otherwise, the only place we can find to put them is on the edge of the firehouse, which makes it difficult for them backing out into the street into those dumpsters, because he can't put it up against the building because of the wire overhead. He needs 13 feet. So, and if you can keep it, will you have somebody help you stack it back, push it back Sunday afternoon so they can get in there Monday morning?
I'm hoping the county will again push it back.
On Monday morning?
Monday morning.
Yeah, okay. And I don't have any idea what...
from them, and I didn't have a commitment from them moving it.
Yeah,
right.
They just did it. Okay, so, and I'll call Bill and see and get an idea of when his truck is going to be out here, so ask him if he can push it back into the day a little bit so it's not right first thing in the morning.
I think he usually comes later in the day.
Anyway, okay. All right.
I have that out there. All right. Both county trackers.
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah.
Quick question, Lauren. I had a guy that was out picking wood today, a whole truckload of nice-looking wood. He asked if there was, and I told him I'd be seeing you this morning. He said, is there any way that you can put, like, round and actually good usable wood closer to the station and then all the brushy, slashy stuff down further?
Oh,
okay. I said, I think that's a mess logistically, but I can ask.
Yeah,
we're not
going to pre-sort.
Unless you want to get out there.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Can we cut it for you, sir?
He wasn't going
back.
He was digging,
yeah.
He was digging beautiful rounds.
Oh, oh yeah.
Flash.
Yeah.
That were thrown in,
oh,
and he just
right.
thought it would be so much easier. Well, I
think
know.
Ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I said, you know, if there was a sign that says put good rounds here or something, I said, look, I'm gonna tell this to the man, and okay, the answer
yeah.
is no.
Yeah. Right. This is a lot of work.
So, can we discuss
what?
This for a minute?
Yeah.
You know those big logs that are left there, right?
I know them.
Yeah,
they're not moving. Backbreakers.
I've been hacking at it, but if they're here on Monday with that Claude Ann, the tree flopper, can they pick that up and put them in my trailer? Or move them for us so that we can get out of
break them in half.
You'd be here to.
Yeah.
Aren't they breaking them in half?
How is that up to you to ask?
Oh, boy.
So, do they have a claw out there to pick it up with?
Yeah, they got two of them.
Okay.
Yeah. They got three farmers.
So, what time do they start in the morning? Pretty early?
I don't know the county schedule.
Yeah. And then,
well, they're working up on their potato patch on the road.
Yeah.
Usually they just leave their equipment up there. This time they brought it down.
That'd be great. No way we can get rid of those things, too.
Right.
Right.
Those are backbreakers.
Sheet.
You can't slice them thin enough to be able to move them, you know.
They won't fit in your hydraulic.
Right now they're kind of blocking all the dumpsters below.
Yeah. Right.
Well, let me go on this breakfast. Can you bring me one back?
Oh, this, okay, that's right. So they'll be there before 9 o'clock for sure, right?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, they'll certainly be there before 9 o'clock.
Unless they have a crew meter or something.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, because it would be good to get those things out of there, whichever way. You have a trailer big enough to haul it?
One at a time. They'll be there for a while. Keith will bring one down.
I can. Do you want me to back my? I can back my trailer, that my dump trailer. I'll put it up at the back of the firehouse.
Yeah, I'll leave it there. You got a 2-inch ball?
It's not a 2-inch ball. There's a ball in there that fits it.
Okay.
It's a 2¾-inch or 2¾-inch, whatever they are.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Lauren, I'll just leave that big trailer. And that'll haul 8,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That'd take everything.
Haul them all.
Yeah. And then you can dump them wherever you want to put them. Okay, I'll just back that trailer up behind the firehouse here before I go. Okay, it'll be here this afternoon then. Well, I don't think it'll be in your way.
No.
Okay. Okay. Another committee would be the anniversary. We're working that with, I guess, like Dan. He had some interest in getting some things out, but we'll We're going to combine the Firefighter Appreciation Day and the anniversary on the third Sunday. Okay? So we can...
Wait, say that again. On the
third of September.
Okay.
Third of September, WCAA was in Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Their day. So the third of September we'll do, but that'll be the pig roast too. we'll figure out the logistics of how, you know, all that's going to work.
I think something's off here. Pig roast is in October.
Yeah, but the Firefighter Appreciation Day
with
is going to move. Is going to be the anniversary. We're not moving the anniversary to the pig roast.
That's what I thought.
No, we're moving the Firefighter Appreciation Day to the anniversary.
I missed that completely.
Because then we'll have a pancake breakfast.
Oh, I don't know how I missed that. I was convinced we were pushing it off because we authorized the date for the Saturday, Sunday for the 2nd. And the very...
And so this is going to be the 3rd, which is Sunday.
So we're going to, okay.
Labor Day weekend, Sunday.
Day before Labor Day.
Okay. Labor Day is the 1st.
I understand.
But the holiday is celebrated on the 4th.
Right. Okay. All right.
No, I guess Labor Day is the 4th.
Let me get my head wrapped around
that. September 1st is a religious holiday.
Okay, so you're basically saying that the Firefighter Appreciation Day is on the 3rd?
Yeah.
Sunday the 3rd. Oh, all right.
I wondered why you were pushing so hard.
Oh, no, I had no idea. I to me, it was...
Is that okay with you, Roger?
It's a Sunday.
I'm just putting it on my calendar so I don't schedule something like
all right.
Out of town or whatever.
Well,
that's the weekend.
Well,
yeah.
We better make sure that every calendar knows that, too, because I thought... Okay.
And that'd be the pig roast.
Right.
And it would still be potluck, right? People would
be potluck, right.
And, you know, maybe the good news about having it a month earlier is that it will be lighter. Because, boy, we're slamming tables. By the time we're done, it's dark. It'll be nice to have an extra 25, 30 minutes of light just for safety reasons, you know. Hey, come on in.
No, I'm off. I didn't know. I didn't know guys were going to be.
Hey.
Are you going to be around after?
No, I'm going with Bill, but...
You can go with us, though.
Okay, I'll stop up later.
Yeah.
All right.
About 30 minutes.
He can go with us.
That's okay.
All right. So...
All right. So now I know.
Okay. It's very disruptive to my personal schedule, though.
I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. Oh, I'm blown away.
Because September 1st is dove season. Okay. Elections. We're going to have the election. We have, you know, the three people, you three have stepped forward and want to run again. We have had no interest from the community. We've had several announcements out there. Nobody's asked to be included in the newsletter and to be, you know, run for the board of directors. So we'll have three unless there's nominations from the floor. Joyce has the list from the county. She scrubbed that list. She's got it all fixed up, ready to go. It'll be ready to go tomorrow. She's just doing some final cleaning in terms of so we don't have repetitive. Like there's several people that own property in different names. They all go to the same address. So we don't send five newsletters to the same address. That's what we try not to avoid and to clean that up. And then you are the kind of the guy that responsible for the election and the ballots and things like that.
Okay.
You know, as a secretary. And then you get yourself a team together to count the ballots and if it's necessary. There's no other issue
how
to bring before the
room.
About four people total.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Vicky's helped before. And
yeah.
However, is there anything we're voting on? There's no bylaws, nothing like that.
No issues.
So if there's no election,
yeah, then you don't need anything.
Do we still need to count? Because what's the term we use from the podium?
Acclamation.
Yeah, there you go. By acclamation.
But if there are nominations from the floor, you have to be prepared for nominations from the floor,
mm-hmm.
and we still might have people come in and want to be considered.
Sure.
So.
And who runs the show? Normally it'd be vice president, but since I'm one of the, I'm running, you'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You may not.
So who do I get ballots from?
You make them.
I'll create them.
There should be some sample ballots in there.
Who's had them in the past? Did Joyce have them? Or
no.
I bet Russ has a...
Yeah,
computer.
There you go.
You can reach out to him.
Well, Russ was using the one that went out in the newsletter. which I don't, I'm not so sure is always a good idea. You should probably have a different ballot than what proxy form that goes out on a newsletter.
Okay.
Okay? Because the newsletter will contain a proxy if people want to send a proxy in. And the ballot probably should be different than that.
Let me check my computer. I may have one still because I created them.
Sure.
Two election cycles. And I may have one stored on there.
Okay, that'd be great. Thanks.
Okay.
It's a real simple thing. Anyway.
Yeah. Because I think the ballot and the proxy being the same is great.
So how many ballots should I make up?
400.
Good question. Now, the real answer is how many?
I don't know.
200?
I don't know. It's not a decision we have to make today.
Well, once we get a count.
Well, not in April, because May is the election. We're not going to have another board meeting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, there's one more board.
Yeah.
Oh, there is?
Okay. So then. Okay. However, there would never be a reason to have more than 200, period. Right?
We have a copy machine right there.
Yeah, yeah. But what I mean is I can't foresee any reason to have more than 200 on hand.
No. Okay, I made up 200 ads.
Yeah, okay.
We've had maybe at the most 140,
right.
150 ballots cast.
Right.
I made them up on color.
But if you had 400, that'd be plenty. You'd have plenty left over.
We'd have a leftover for you. Unless year we do have a bylaw or something that happens.
Sure. Whenever you have an issue before the
black, yellow,
just grab it.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Some different color than the white. The newsletter, he has everything except, I think, Dan's bio. He has it now. He being Greg and Lonnie. And they'll probably this weekend have put it together, sent it to us, and I would like to have it gone by the middle of the month. And then, Ed, if you'll make up an announcement for the newsletter, for the annual meeting. Annual meeting, you have to have a post an announcement out here on this bulletin board for the annual meeting. That's the sole requirement. And then we'll have an announcement in the newsletter, and we'll have an announcement that we'll send in the email to the communication in the email list. So notifying everybody, and we'll have reminders through the month, but it needs to be 30 days prior to the annual meeting, which is what, the last Saturday in
27th.
Yeah.
So by April 27th.
Yeah.
So it's the board.
Right out here, you know, just 8.5 by 11.
Okay.
Just with a statement, community
annual meeting,
May 27th, 2017.
Got it.
Okay.
Last year there.
Any discussion about the election and the newsletter? Anybody has anything you want to include in the newsletter?
As long as the newsletter has the dates for Walker Day, Firefighter Appreciation Day, they can kind of put that out, and then I'll go ahead and
scan this and give this to him, and he might even make that a page.
I can, good idea. You know, I can send him a copy. Do your thing. In fact, let's give him this one. Would be the correct one.
Is this different?
That's different. I'll talk about that in a second. That's kind of the official Walker Day flyer. These are special flyers.
Okay.
Okay. As long as he's got that would be great.
Okay.
And then, No, go ahead, please. I'm done.
Just related to the newsletter, I did not send Greg any pictures yet. Are you saying it's too late for that?
No, it's not too late, but it's now the time to do it.
Okay.
Because it'll be, plugging it in here pretty quick.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell him something.
Okay. And
this just in.
1972 called.
Yeah. They went their phone back.
At least their ringer.
I envisioned the olive green one when I heard that little rotary style. You know? Yeah. The cord that's all twisted. Yeah. Kills the dog as he walks by.
I was thinking the mouthpiece in the second.
Yeah. How's the party to who you are? Laughing.
You don't want to make fun of the phone company alarm like that? That's terrible. Okay. Facebook page. We've sent the announcement out, I think. It went out. We had delayed. I was going to send out earlier, but Chris and Clyde actually spoke, I think, about whether or not we're going to automatically put, WFPA communications into the Facebook page. Clyde says he will do that rather than have to have some sort of automatic to do that. And we were considering having some way to transfer Facebook page entries onto the website if there was something of interest. And it turns out there's some things that are showing up. Things that are showing up on the Facebook page that really aren't appropriate to go on the website, advertisements, people, you know, soliciting business and things like that. So we'll do that on a case-by-case basis. If stuff has to be sent out as an announcement from us, we'll do that. But the Facebook page can be used by people to do whatever they want to do talking about Walker. Are you watching the page at all?
Yeah.
And God bless you, because I have no idea.
I do Conrad solicit stuff on there.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as what you described, though, it's depending on how much time wants to be spent, and I wouldn't project that someone else's time, but, you know, you can filter it in such a way where you create a feed that is just from the administrator's posts, not someone else's. But again, you know, it may not be worth the time and effort versus just doing it manually. But there is a way to do it.
Okay, well, I know that Chris was talking to Clyde about that kind of thing, and they'll work something out. I'm sure for whatever it's going to be. If it's not going to be an automatic, everything is posted goes, and everything is sent.
So Chris has talked to Clyde, and they're working.
They've emailed each other whether or not they've spoken to each other. For sure, I don't know.
Is Conrad involved in that at all or not?
No,
who's Conrad?
Walton.
Yeah, he's a realtor,
right?
Or one of the hats that he wears, and he's just
right.
Kind of solicits business on the page.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
He was also, just coincidentally, he was the one that was willing to revamp our website for us. I don't know if you guys.
Conrad was.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if you guys had any connection or.
He never called me.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to. Tell you what, I can facilitate that.
Did you send me his number?
Huh?
Did you send me his
number? I'm sure I would have sent you his email address, but I can give you his number as well.
All right.
He's a retired graphic artist.
Yeah.
He did website and
almost 20 years.
Website building for 20 years.
Yeah. Okay. I was waiting
to revamp it.
Okay.
And even put like a button in if you want to pay for Walker Trash, click here. And
yeah.
It's easy.
Okay.
You know, just to make it easy.
Okay.
And then maybe even a phone directory that'll be updated.
Yeah.
It all happened.
In my lifetime.
So that is the past couple of issues. So then this Conrad will sort of do all.
Hopefully,
that.
Yeah, we've been
great.
Yeah,
I'll hook you up.
Yeah,
okay. He's anxious to help out.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, let's circle back then to the committees if you're going to talk about Walker Day.
Okay.
You guys
are both
on board.
Oh, right. You can say firefighter. We need firefighters. He's a big guy.
Big guys don't
look like
good farmers.
Yeah, he does wear flip flops. He's a California guy. He just got his ponytail cut off.
He's got
the
uniforms for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's from El Segundo.
El Segundo,
right?
Yeah.
El Segundo.
Yeah. So, do you want me to hit Walker Day real quick?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, we have, these are some of the flyers. That's the official flyer Bill has. However, one of the kind of cross promotions I'm working on is Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And there's a coupon at the top. If a big brings their little to Walker Day, bigs buy a lunch, the little gets their dog for free. Nice way to get more people here. And it was great to have, we had a nice turnout last year. That was our biggest one ever. We ran out of food. We figured we had 600-700 people. It's just nice for people in, so many people come out and they've never experienced Walker. They have no idea that we're even here, which is nice because once in a while you get some guy that's a retired firefighter that comes to Walker Day and says, I wouldn't mind helping out, but this gives me another idea. We should have a flyer that we can hand out at Walker Day. I'm not sure if we'll set it up as a table or not, but saying, want to help out, want to be a firefighter, contact Roger. This way we can get people that are more local, maybe even people from this community that are willing to sign on as firefighters. Because I know that dilemma has to be somebody from Mayor says, I'd be happy to come out, but they're 45 minutes from a fire, right? Yeah. So that might be something we should put in the works, is to have a flyer designated to giving them out at Walker Day saying, this is the Walker community, this is what we're trying to accomplish, and if you'd like to help out, here's who you can contact.
That's a great idea.
I don't know that we've ever done that before, but that would be essential, along with the concept of getting the names and numbers of volunteers so we can call them the next year. Again, things that we're still learning. You know, we'll always be learning. I don't know. Let's see. And this is Rudy. I've given Rudy one of these. So that's his call to artists. We'll continue to have the art show in the park, which was a nice draw. Even I sold like $400 of this stuff. I wasn't even at my booth. My booth partner sold for me. So it was certainly worth my $15 investment. Rudy, I'd like to put your name at the bottom or contact info.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, I just want to get your permission. Absolutely. And then Rudy will kind of be overseeing getting the 15 or 20 artists, however many we get to sign up comfortably.
Yeah.
I will put one up at the community college. Jen is taking art classes. I'll have her put it at the bulletin board. But that was really a nice change. It kind of, I think Timmy Reed kind of had the idea, and it kind of went from there. It's just the idea, and then it became form. And next
thing
you know,
how much is it for a booth? 15?
It's cheap. It's like $25 for a table, or 15 each if two people want to share one 10x10 spot. And if you get two relatively young artists, maybe college students, and they're like, I wouldn't mind showing my wares for $15. I did find out that they do not have to collect sales tax because we are not technically in the city of Prescott. So if you're in the city, you've got a whole different set of guidelines, but I contacted the tax folks, and they said, we don't care. If the artists are professional artists and they want to take care of business the correct way, but we're not going to monitor anything that far away. So that was kind of a nice touch for people that are just shade tree artists that just want to show
their
stuff.
Well, that would be something for Rudy, too, to be able to say, hey, you can just do this.
Just come on in. Yeah. We're not concerned about it.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Can I make a point about the flyer?
Yeah.
The flyer itself is awesome, and that was my initial reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That thing on the top,
yeah.
I don't know that anyone's going to add 1+1 and get that that's a coupon they need to bring.
This is only going to go to BBBS people on their blast, but last year no one brought it. It was actually at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
But I'm hoping that because we've highlighted in their own newsletter that they will look for the coupon. And actually, I want them to print this out as a reminder of the day. It's so easy to forget things. So whether they bring this or not, if they tell us their BBBS big,
well, that was what,
or if they bring their ID, which they have to have a little with them,
okay,
they're getting a free lunch.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to. We're not going to turn anybody away.
Well, that was my point. It's not dark on, you know,
a lunch costs us $1 for
right
a kid.
Yeah.
We can give them a buck.
Yeah.
You know, again, I just want the numbers of people to come out because it's
awesome.
More of a party, you know.
I think that's awesome.
Right, right. And
that BBBS or whatever it says.
Yeah, Big Brothers.
Anyone involved, they know what that acronym is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, they know. And then anyone that gives us a check, anybody like Walmart, anybody that gives us a donation, we put this up at that location. So they can see, hey, they can announce that we're a proud sponsor. People at the Frame and I, they'll almost always frame up a Walker print. Janet will donate another one of her woodcuts, and they'll frame it up. I mean, I think they write off $150, $175, and then we auction it off for $40. But somehow it's just a nice little touch, you know. But go get
them. You know, Irene and I are foster parents, so we're associated with a couple different, like, three churches.
Right.
A couple organizations. What if I were to put that word out?
Sure.
So that would definitely, because foster parents are always looking for.
Always looking for
kids.
Some.
Yeah.
Cheap way to get to have fun with the kids.
Right. So I tell them to come and mention BBBS or whatever.
right. Actually, you know what?
That's probably an easy way to do
foster,
it.
The foster program is, again, horribly underfunded. I mean, we can almost offer them an opportunity to get a
sure.
high one, get one as well.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Offer.
Right. This year, I just signed on a 15-piece big band to play for free.
Guy Lombardo.
Guys Back from the Dead? Yeah.
Just
one dude. That's right. But he's got harmonicas and two parts. And the guy is amazing.
And no amplifiers.
That's right. But that should be a big sound, and I think it's exciting for these young guys that, you know, these kids from BBBS or maybe young foster kids that have never seen a big band. Horns, and it's cool, you know? So we need to get an extra
check. Forward that to me.
Okay. All right, can do.
And then I'll pass it on.
Good, okay. But you know what? I'm getting excited. I just got through an unbelievably busy, this is how long I'm talking. Thank you, Bill.
Just
running. I just got through a mean tax season and a really busy month of March, but now it's like I've got clear sailing through till Walker Day. So now we get the advertisements going and really start hitting the media hard, you know. Right. Terry Fiske and Chris are offered to kind of help out with not taking over, but really taking a lot of the burden off for the yard sale. And Rudy is going to really help out a lot with the art stuff. I just contacted Myra today. It looks like she's happy to be able to help out again with the silent auction. So all the big, the broad strokes are in place. Now it's just a matter of getting the word out.
If I can just make a quick comment, we want to try and isolate using color-coded envelopes or something, any cash that comes in so that we know
what area.
A little bit more detail.
Right.
Especially to help Adam, but also for our record keeping.
What's generating the money?
Yeah, was it merchandise sale? Was it the cake walk? Was it whatever it was, the yard sale.
Right.
So I'm gonna have different colored envelopes for that money to go into, so we just need to notify the money tenders you'll have three or four envelopes. Okay. Whenever you make a drop, make sure you use that envelope.
Okay.
Don't just give a wad of cash
to
Johnny or Steve or
Johnny wad
or Bill, because we'll lose track of
Well, I have quite a few bank bags that you can separate. They won't necessarily be different colors.
Mm-hmm. But you can put a little
label
thing on it.
Yeah, we can label
that. Would be helpful.
And bank bags that zip are even better than what we usually do.
That's what I have. Okay. I have several.
You just need something.
So how many different ones do you want? Do you want food?
We've got food. We've got
artist market.
We've got...
Actually, the food is lumped in with everything else, so you'd have...
Cakewalk is part of it, but I honestly, I'll just throw this out there. With the exception of merchandise, because that's a very different structure.
Uh-huh.
With the exception of merchandise, I don't care where the money comes from.
Well, okay.
Honestly, I don't care. That's all Walker Day. For the volunteers, sometimes the yard sale people like the idea that, wow, we did $2,000 this year.
Right.
So for their benefit, I kind of like that idea.
Okay.
Most of the art show stuff, that's prepaid.
Prepaid, got it.
The food, we kind of have an idea because we know what we sold. But we don't really know how much came in, but that's ticket sale.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So if you have yard sale, you have a bag for yard sale.
Yeah, that would be cool.
A bag for the front gate, and then maybe one for Rudy if something happens, if he gets something.
I can't imagine he'd be bringing in a nickel.
So you could divide it. Because, it makes sense to have some
three different bags.
There you go. I like that.
That's easy. Easy
done. Be so big.
Okay.
And in my head, I kind of have an idea.
Yard sale.
Yeah.
And front gate.
Yeah, I usually have a pretty good idea where the money came from and who's doing real well. And yard sale is about a third of our money. That's great. And food is certainly a third as well.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then we will, again, see if we can employ Ed and his team to do shuttling. That was fun. People really got a kick out of parking their cars.
Good.
But people had a blast parking half a mile away and starting to walk and having somebody zip up with a car, big sign on it that says Walker Shuttle, and can I give you a ride?
In fact, I tripped over the sign yesterday.
Oh, good.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. Again, it's a form of marketing. You tripped over. Oh, Walker Day.
There it is. Yeah.
Right. All right, I'm done talking about Walker Day
for now. And under new business, I had Chipper Day, but we already talked about that.
Huh? Did you turn off my timer?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. Thank you. I just got to tell you to stop.
You're like the dad I never had.
Rudy, we had talked about this gazebo thing out in the orchard, and have we done anything else with it? Figured out what it would be, how much it cost, something like that?
I think what we talked about last time was that there was going to be like a solicitation in our email or whatever it was.
But
kind of to see if there's an interest.
Put it in the newsletter then.
And if there's not, we don't.
Right.
Add it to the newsletter.
But make sure that it's in there kind of like if you folks are willing to fund something like this.
Right.
Because if you just say to people, do you want this for free?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. That's
easy. I think you ought to put a budget in there. So that somebody doesn't.
We're looking at around $20,000.
Well, that's high. But
okay.
Say 10 and then it's 12 and then you get.
Oh, much to say between 15 and 20.
Right.
Put a high number on it if you get there. If you don't need it, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Any other new business somebody wants to bring up?
Got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. We would have had 10 minutes.
Yeah, I metered my timing perfectly.
Rudy.
What are we doing with the slab out there? We just leave it alone, or is there a plan, or what's up?
I don't know. You're the slab guy. What do you think?
No,
pitting this?
What was Mark saying? Put the floor down with airbrush it.
Probably have to consider doing that soon.
Well, it's a warm season, and then just floor it or leave it alone.
Well, I thought we discussed is just the power washer, leave it alone, see if it's an issue. Mm-hmm. And if it is, then we would slurry it.
That's right.
That's what I heard about happening.
Yeah. Has it been power washed?
No.
Okay, so what are the steps in power? The steps are going to power wash it?
Let it dry and see what
happens. And then who's going to do that?
Maintenance.
I
can come out and do that. Somebody has a power washer or knows how to run one.
There's one in the back there.
Yeah, cool. Call me.
Okay.
Dan, you're the power washer?
Yeah, well,
you're going to coordinate if you find somebody to power wash it. Okay. And then it'll be done by next month?
I want to try to get up definitely done before we start having anybody trace on it.
Monday morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Monday morning after that.
Okay.
We'll get it done.
So, all right. So that's okay. So that's on. And then you'll get with Mark. You get with Mark and Rudy and see if we don't have to put the slurry down or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we want to leave it a little while, right?
Whatever they decide.
Yeah, dry.
Whoever's the expert on slurry and slabs, because I don't know.
We'll handle that with Dan and Mark. And,
yeah.
Okay.
Dan Howell's got some good ideas, too.
Okay.
But the four of us will get it.
All right. Good. Community announcements. Victoria?
Yep. Well, we're 5 coats short of 1,000.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
I know.
Holy mackerel.
So we've got to hit 1,000.
Warms my cockles.
So let's see, whose can I take today?
Right.
So we will be doing the Walker's Community Winter Coat Drive again. It'll run through October, starting the end of April through October. Any coats, just winter coats, not, you know, sweats and that type of a thing. And I'll be glad to take $1 a coat or $2 a coat or 50 cents a coat pledge, which, again, will go towards the Catholic Charities Thanksgiving dinner program. And, you know, I have my garage free for 1 month.
Good job.
Yep.
I can add.
I don't know where you find them, but it's wonderful.
I can add winter coats to the.
Any other announcements?
Be right.
Victoria, you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Lauren, you have anything other than Chipper Day is going on? Okay.
Well, we're getting a lot of requests for assessments, partially due to the fact that trees are down.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
What the yard's cleaned up.
Right.
Okay. Now, public forum. Anybody have anything to say about other than the website?
I can throw a notice on my when I'm asking for people donations for Walker Day. I'll specifically put in their winter coats. Because people don't always think that that's a good donation, but if I list it, then you're welcome to come that morning of Walker Day when we open up the yard sale. You can take whatever coats there are.
Okay.
Sure.
We could separate those out.
Yeah, we can just throw them off into a box. Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good morning.
Huh? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We were thinking about, you know, the trunks out there, the big ones. The one that was closest to the stump is really big.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to, I want to see if this makes sense. I don't want to waste anybody's time in this, but we're going to cut a slab about 6 inches like this of the thickest part of that tree. Now, Lauren said that the county guy said the tree was 160 years old, which means it was 6 years old when Walker was discovered or found it, let's say. So what we're going to do, Dan, at his trust plant, was going to band it, the slab.
Mm.
It's monstrous. It's about 6 inches. I'm going to band it, and I'll let it sit in my garage for maybe a month or two or so. And then, you know how they display it, the Sequoia National Forest, something like that. Because they have a little nail and then a string and then that sort of thing. You know,
yeah.
50 years ago, you know, we built our garage. Not
right.
to make it so complicated, but
right,
simple.
Yeah.
Put band around it, and then put the plywood on the back, and then do the little tags for it, you know.
Like and the chronology.
Yeah, you don't want to be too fancy because it gets, you know, expensive. So, and then we would mount it, I don't know, somewhere out here.
Right.
If it's good, and if it's, to me that's as iconic as the pink car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Verta May fire. We can put the fires on there.
Kind of do a little.
Those are all in the last 2 inches of the tree.
Right, right, right.
But
everything's in the last 2 inches.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just a beautiful piece of wood.
Yeah.
The very last one will be cut the tree down.
Yeah, you know, there's places you probably put it on the pump house someplace where you might want to put it where it's sheltered so it doesn't get.
Well, we'll put it where it won't get stolen like the last one, right? Didn't the Yarnell thing get taken? Remember that big Yarnell 19 thing that artist made? Didn't that disappear?
Yeah.
So I think it was sitting right here.
We had it right up by the front door.
Stars on it.
Oh, the headboard?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think it just disappeared one day.
Yeah, it did.
We just got it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's been here for like 3 or 4 years.
You weren't sure what to do with it. We were going to hang it.
Yeah, sorry. Executive decision.
Oh, okay. We'll say it got stolen.
Rudy, I'm going to ask a very stupid question about that tree, but...
Well, this is the base for it right
now. Did it have a name?
The tree?
Yeah. Wally.
Pine.
It's not impossible to get out.
It's the big tree.
Okay.
Yeah, the big tree. I mean,
that it has a name.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's right. It was just there. I mean, it was.
We could put that in the newsletter. Any
suggestions?
Name for the tree. We cut that.
I'm going.
We're going to have a couple photos.
Yeah, I got the photos, Lauren. I forwarded them to the newsletter.
Sure, those with you, and then Mona had a couple of you know how they transpose and fuse a photo onto like a metal plate or something like that. You know, take one of those or two of those, kind of as it was in its maturity, and put it on that little stump. And that, and you know, if that's silly or not worthwhile, then let's not.
I think it is worthwhile, Rudy. And I don't have to merchandising. You could probably image those things, and people would buy them at the merchandise.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's lots of ideas for that kind of thing. So whatever you want to come up with is fine.
We're going to do all this cutting next week, so I don't want to waste Hulk's time and teeth coming down.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, Victoria, the website, I thought he had changed the color on the directory, but he couldn't. There's one section he can't change because whatever's going on, but where the names are itself, they're on white. He took that brown color away so that the names, if you get in there, should be on white background rather than brown background. So it reverted back. So I'll talk to him about that. We changed it that weekend back to a white background for the names. And there's lots of issues that we need Conrad or somebody. This website has had, it's tracked everybody's input from the years of putting it in there. So it's in there. And then, Victoria, I have a question for you, probably should ask you afterwards, is that these coats that you're collecting, and they go to what, Catholic charity?
They go to the Coalition for Compassion and Justice. Mm-hmm. In October, they have their big winter coat their big winter coat promotion.
Uh-huh.
So half roughly go there, and the remainder go to Catholic charities.
Well, you know that every year Linda Emmett takes trailer loads.
Right.
Of stuff up to the Indian Reservation.
Clothing.
Clothing and coats and things. I don't know if you ever considered doing something like that with your coats.
No, because I go to these two.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. Linda always cleans up the end of Walker Day. Any clothing that's left, she takes it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? I have a motion to adjourn.
I'd like to take a moment to make a motion to adjourn.
A second. All in favor?
Aye. I got to blame the 7 minute overdone myself.
I'd have been out of here at 9:45.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you think you could help me with the election?
Absolutely.
My wife and you and me are sure to do it.
Yeah. Because.